How come no one ever offers to be my sugar daddy? Because you're straight, stupid,
Louise said with a laugh.
You need a sugar mama. Hey, look, I'm broker than both of you. I won't discriminate if someone wants to pay my bills.
Ashton, lounging beside me on the battered old sofa, craned his neck to look at my screen.
Does it say being gay is a requirement? Or could a straight guy...
Oh, no you don't. I turned my laptop away and shot him a playful glare. I've got dibs.
But...
He pouted, then huffed.
Fine.
That's what I thought. Louise blinked.
Hayden, please tell me you're not actually going to respond.
No, I'm not going to respond. I started typing. I'm responding right now. He shook his head and turned back to the TV show we'd all been ignoring.
Enjoy making serial killer porn.
I chuckled, but didn't say anything. In the email, I wrote, Hello, I saw your ad, and I'm interested. Could you please contact me with details? It was a benign enough email, the same generic response I'd send to any ad I'd found. But as I hit send this time, there was an odd flutter in my stomach. Equal parts curiosity, amusement, and jitters? As if the person on the other end might reply to me, and something might come of this besides them having a good laugh because someone had fallen for it. I couldn't put my finger on it. But the response was sent, and all I could do now was wait. I closed the email, but there was still a browser tab open to the ad, and I couldn't resist reading it one more time. Marry me for 1 year. Payment, $1.2 million. I'm a man looking for a temporary husband, $100,000 per month, cohabitation, legal marriage, and NDA are required, sex is not. Contact for more info. Okay, so I could totally see why Louise thought it was weird, but I mean, $1.2 million was $1.2 million. That would pay off student loans for all three of us and still leave enough for, I don't know, a trip to In-N-Out for burgers or something. It was probably a prank or a phishing scheme. I had no doubt just signed myself up for thousands of spam emails. That or a team of hackers was, as I sat here, breaking into my financials and bleeding me dry. Joke was on them if they were. I hope they liked In-N-Out because that was all they were getting with my hoards of riches. Ugh, I hated being this broke. Why had I let someone talk me into going to school again? Oh, right, because without a college degree, I'd spend the rest of my life pathetic broke and living with two roommates in a tiny apartment in a shitty neighborhood. Wait. But hey, at least our shitty apartment had 5 degrees on the wall, all of our bachelor's degrees, plus Louise's MBA and my master's in theater arts, that had totally not been a waste of time or money. Another few months and we could add Ashton's MBA to the wall of shame, too. After that, we could all celebrate by adding some actual seasonings to our ramen and toasting with whatever store-brand soda was on sale that week. So yeah, to be honest, serial killer porn wasn't as unappealing as you might think. As long as there were no clowns involved. I was desperate, but a man had to have some standards. We were halfway through an episode of The Big Bang Theory. Oh my god, there was nothing on today. When my email pinged, I jumped like someone had shocked me and sent up the same prayer I always did when I had a new email. Please tell me Carmen landed me another audition. That well had been discouragingly dry lately, but hope sprang eternal. As soon as I'd opened the window, my teeth snapped together so hard I almost bit my stupid tongue. The email was not from Carmen. Sender, guest user. Subject, re-marry me for 1 year.